Yeah, it's always like the first day of school coming back, you know, spring training camp. It's always good. Come back, see all the guys, get back to working out together. So we had fun the first day, and the second day has been good too. So just want to continue to work and try to get better with this process.
What have the last 2.5 months been like for you?
It's been fun. Having fun. Went out to Arizona 2 weeks ago and worked out there for 2 weeks. So just enjoying, you know, the off season with family and friends.
Has it been what you thought it would be, winning a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I guess you never really think about what you're going to do after you win. So, but I had a good time and celebrated some. So ready to work now.
Is it hard for you guys to kind of shift focus so fast?
I don't think so. I think the Super Bowl's kind of been over for a while now, and I think like all athletes, after a while, you know, you're excited to get back into it, and you know what the next year holds and what we can do as a team. So I think everyone's more excited about that.
Is the trip to the White House kind of going to be the icing on the cake on Thursday with all the celebration and everything?
I think so. I think for, you know, from the team aspect, it really puts everything, you know, in the past kind of, and, you know, I think it'll help us focus on 2015 now, and, you know, everything we want to do for 2015 is still out there, but we also understand we got to put the work in now.
How much are you looking forward to the opening night as well? The schedule comes out tonight, but just what's going to happen here?
Oh, that's far in advance.
Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of like... It's kind of a nice thing to look at.
Yeah, I think the cool thing for myself and a lot of the guys in there, you know, it's the first time for everything. So we'll just get to enjoy everything, you know, only knowing what to expect from other people and hearing it that way. But, you know, everything will be new to us. So everything we go through, you know, with that process of winning that, I think it'll just be cool and exciting. But I think, you know, you're talking about opening night, you know, my focus will probably be on playing well and trying to get a win.
Were you surprised Revis left?
Who, Revis? We're past that, man.
Can you not say his name now like others don't? Nah,
you know, we're still friends.
Did you see him in Arizona at all?
Nah, he wasn't there.
Now that you're back at the facility on a regular basis, considering the free agency period and the closeness you came to perhaps playing in another organization, does it feel like a sense of gratitude, relief? Back at home again?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's, you know, finally now it's just all about playing football. And, you know, I think the best thing is I get to be back with the same guys, you know, that I started the journey with. And I love my teammates here. I love how hard we work, everything we get done. So it was exciting to be back in the program, the offseason program, and, you know, being a leader and trying to lead these guys.
Is there a different feeling for you maybe this year because you know you're going to be here for, you know, a significant amount of time, you know, beyond this because of the contract and everything?
Not really. I think, you know, for all players, you kind of just take it 1 year at a time anyway. So, you know, just thinking about, you know, what we need to do now, you know, as this process goes with some young guys, some, you know, a newer look to our secondary. I think, you know, that's more the focus, you know, not just, you know, I don't think you ever really get a sense of relief, you know, in the NFL. I don't really care who you are. It's always something, you know, where you got to be on edge and wanting to get better for yourself and for your teammates. I guess right now, you know, we don't know what it's going to be. So I'm always confident in the hard work we'll put in. But, you know, I'd be lying if I came out here and said, I know we're going to be great. Same way last year when we all got together, we didn't know what to expect. You know, we got to put the work in now and, you know, we'll grow as the process goes on. Once we get on the practice field for OTAs and, you know, we'll start practicing, doing things like that. I think that's where, you know, you put the work in and you give yourself a chance to be a good secondary and a good defense.
Devin, it wasn't that long ago that Aaron Hernandez was in a locker room with you. I mean, what was your reaction to his conviction?
It's just saddening. I think, you know, now you just talk about two lives being gone. But I think it's like everyone else, you know, you look at that, the whole thing is just a saddening event and everything that went on.
On a different note, do you think you could keep up with Gronk?
Where, on the football field? Yeah, but off the field? Maybe for like 2 days, you know. I'm not too old, so maybe for 2 days, but he'll probably outlast me after that.
Do you shake your head every time you look and see he's at this place,
doing that? I think it's cool. I mean, I think the good thing is every time you see him, he looks like he just came out of a workout. So I think people kind of forget that the guy, he's all about working out and having fun. So I think he's always ready as a football player, and whatever else he chooses to do is on him.
Have you heard a story about Nate going through what he went through last season, physical guys aware of all that going on? Was that kind of a little bit extra inspiration to the fellas?
I don't know if everyone knew. I think some guys knew, but I think, you know, that was more, you know, for him a personal process. It wasn't something, you know, as a team that we just, you know, everyone talked about anything. I think it was more for him. But I think as a teammate, you just blown away, you know, by, you know, everything he was able to do, getting over that, still playing at a high level. To me, it was highly impressive. And, you know, Nate's a great guy. And, you know, he does so many things on the field, off the field. And I think that was just another battle that he passed. And I think now he's just going to do great things, you know, with it and spreading awareness and everything.
Have you watched the game, the Super Bowl? Have you watched it a few times or at all?
I watched it once. Yeah. After the parade, I watched it.
Devin, you mentioned sort of a revamped secondary. Have you got a chance to meet? I don't know if those guys, the new guys are here yet, Bradley, Robert, and Chimney. Have you met with those guys yet? And what's your role as a guy who's been here for a while in terms of getting those guys kind of integrated?
Yeah, we just worked out. I mean, we haven't, like, did no, like, one-on-one meetings or anything like that, but I think the great thing is once you get on the football field and we start, you know, talking scheme and everything, you know, right now it's all about just working out and trying to get better, you know, along those lines. But, you know, once we start talking about scheme and everything, I'm just a guy. I just try to be another way to explain things, another way to say things, you know, other than how to coach. And sometimes I think players can relate to each other a little easier, you know, than just hearing a coach, you know, lecture about it and talk about it. So I just try to always be, you know, that bridge so that we can get everybody on the same page, because we always say at the end of the day, we just got to make sure all the players on the field are thinking the same way. And if we could do that, we got a chance to be good.
As a veteran now, I mean, does this process ever become easier? You know, kind of the offseason program, you know, kind of how things go around here at this point? Or
yeah, I think that, you know, mentally it gets a little easier. I think physically it just gets harder to get older. I feel a little more stiff when I get out of bed now, so it takes me a little longer to warm up than some of the younger guys in my safety room.
Hey, Devin, let's talk to you when you first came in. Can you imagine your career going better than it's going?
No, I mean, I guess I never really thought about it. When I first came in, all you guys called me a special teams player, so I think I'm doing all right.
In a few weeks, a class of guys are going to come in for the first time as draft choices. What do you want to see from them immediately as one of the veterans on this team? And what are the things that you can do as well as the other veterans to allow them to get acclimated and make a smoother transition?
I think we try to get those guys to understand. You just want to, you know, you want to be urgent to just learn right now. You know, I think sometimes, you know, guys get drafted early or they, you know, they were big time players in college. And, you know, first thing you think is you want to come in and make an impact. But, you know, you just want to come in and learn as much as possible. And I think that sets you up, you know, for when we do get in the season, you do get opportunities to play and be out there on the field. Then you're just playing. You know, you're not worried about being an impact player. You're just out there making plays because that's what you've been doing. You just learned a lot from the veterans. So I think this team has a lot of good veterans that young guys can learn from really throughout every position group. And I think that's always exciting when you get young, talented guys that come in here and you got some older guys that can teach them the way, not just scheme and everything, but, you know, how to be successful in the NFL. I think that always makes your team better.
Did you have any thought that Jimmy Garoppolo would start after watching Tom just jump off a cliff earlier?
No, I thought that was cool. You know, Tom's got, what, 4 Super Bowls now? You got to live on the edge to win that many.
That's a little edgy, isn't it?
No, he's having fun. He's a great swimmer, I guess. I wouldn't have jumped. I can't swim.
We heard yesterday, Devin, that he was here pretty early and looking pretty enthusiastic. When you see that from him being 37, 38 years old, whatever he is, what does that do for the rest of the team?
I think it's good. I think for the thing for us, a lot of us take it for granted because that's all we ever see from him. So, but I think, you know, especially newer guys that come in, free agents, and you see, you know, the guy, Tom Brady, in here all the time, here early, here before, you know, everyone got back. And then even now, he's like one of the first ones always into the building. So I think it forces you to raise your level of expectations just for yourself, you know, when you watch him. And, you know, you see everything he does and you say, well, that must be why he's great. And I think it forces you to take it up a notch and try to do more.
After the Super Bowl, how long before you begin working out again?
It was a nice little while. I got some rest. I don't know the exact days, but the body was begging me to rest it.
Devin, it's going to be weird to see Darrell a little bit now that he's on the other side in Washington.
No, I met him on the other side, so I guess not.
You mentioned that there's an element of you guys wanting to turn the page, but is there anything that you want to try to replicate? Obviously, it was a really good year for you guys last year, so are there things that you try to remember and repeat?
Yeah, I think, you know, the hardest thing is the process, and I think, you know, some things you did that work. You know, that's not just last year with winning Super Bowl, but, you know, every year, you know, some things that work for you, whether it be in the off season, during the season, and those things that work, you try to keep those things going. But then you also know some things that didn't work. And I think, you know, that's a goal for every off season. You want to cut those things out and try to find better ways, whether it's getting better in the off season at different techniques, whether it's, you know, better understanding our opponents and something maybe you could get an edge on in the off season. So, I think there's a fine line, you know, when you win the Super Bowl, you don't want to come back and say, you know, everything we did last year was great because we won. There's always some room for improvement.
With the draft coming up, give your eye on any Rutgers prospects?
No, whoever we get from Rutgers will probably be a great player. You know, we got Jonathan Freeney in here now from Rutgers. So long as Bill just keeps giving me guys I could talk trash about to everyone else, I'm for it.
What are your thoughts on some of the younger cornerbacks that could step up, like Malcolm Butler?
I'm excited for all those guys. I mean, they put in a lot of work. I was in Arizona with Lowe for a little while, and, you know, since I met him when he was a freshman in college, he's always, you know, one of the guys that's always going to be in there putting in extra work, trying to get better. So, and I think Malcolm was the guy who came in last year, you know, not knowing really anything to expect, and then now making a great play in the Super Bowl. I think it's exciting for him. But, you know, for all those guys, when you're young in the NFL, you just want to try to learn as much as you can and just get better year in and year out. So I don't think they should worry about everything everyone's going to ask them, but just try to get better.
Do